Greetings. This is Gabriel Krauser speaking. I'm a fellow at the Institute of Race Relations. I'm here at NAMPO. I've been here for the last 4 years. It's such an exciting place. People buying, selling, investing capital in the agriculture industry. It all depends on property rights. It all depends on the government respecting and protecting property rights. It's needed for jobs. It's needed for food. And Sihle Ngobesi, Big Daddy Liberty, is going to come speak at NAMPO on Friday at noon and talk about why we need to work together in this country, respect each other, and respect property rights if we want to go forward.
Okay. And just in short, could you just touch upon one or two points and elaborate on the... Because it has been a big point of contention the last couple of months, year. Yeah. So elaborate a little bit.
So in this election cycle, it's very interesting because... at NASREC 2017, when Ramaphosa came to power, the ANC made its official policy at once EWC, expropriation without compensation. But then in the build-up to the campaign, they stopped talking about that. The DA didn't campaign heavily against it. Their position is they're against it. But basically, the two major parties kind of left it as the elephant in the room. And we think that's because the Institute of Race Relations polling shows that most South Africans do not consider expropriation without compensation to be a good idea. Most South Africans consider land reform to be a relatively low priority. They think that jobs need to be created. They think the education system needs to be improved. And they think that the land that the government already has needs to be made viable rather than grabbing more and more and more and turning effective farms where people have work and food is produced into barren wastelands. So why is it going forward, given that most people don't really think this is a great idea? We think it's because an elite group within the ANC of and other parties of corrupt people who need to cover their back use race nationalist politics in order to kind of distract people, in order to be divisive and create heat rather than noise. And so the battle of ideas needs to be won. People's voices need to be heard. And they also need to think very clearly about how wealth creation and how wealth sustenance works and whether we can survive a Moody's downgrade, for example, in a country that's heavily indebted and that increases that debt every year.
On a technical note, perhaps, obviously you've done a lot of polling and gotten a lot of information. How does that process work on such a large scale? How did you get out there and get in touch with people to get a kind of a feeling of what is the feeling on the ground?
So we hire a polling company that's very reputable, that uses a scientific method that's also used by private companies who are trying to figure out the market. I feel pretty good about our polls. We sort of had the ANC sitting on about 54% the week before the election, and we thought they'd put in a squeeze. So for them to come out with 57 is very much in line with what we said. A lot of our competitors sort of had them above 60. So I think that we've got a pretty good grasp of what people think. How we do it, we do it by phone. We've got the demographic scientists figure out a way of making sure that you're getting a representative sample in terms of race, gender, age, income stream, rural, urban, and so on. And it's thousands. I mean, our last poll was about 3,000 overall looking into the elections. And so we feel confident in the system and we feel confident in the results. On the other hand, as a journalist, I've been going around for the last year through the countryside, speaking to people in rural areas about what they want. And time and again, what I hear is, I want a job. I want to be able to participate in a healthy and dignified way. I don't want free handouts because I don't trust them. They come along around election season and then they dry up. And the big makulus up there, they hold onto the money and they drive around fancy sports cars and my children go hungry.
So just as a reminder to our listeners, what is this going to take the form of? Is it going to be a debate, a discussion? What is it? When is it happening and where?
So Sihle Ngobesi, Big Daddy Liberty, is coming to NAMPO on Friday. We've rented out the auditorium next to the media hall. He's going to be having a talk. He'll probably talk for 45 minutes and then take questions and answers for 45 minutes. This is part of our broader media campaign. We're trying to raise awareness and we're trying to sort of do good work.